This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Fulton County Commission is set to vote next week on a possible tax increase. And whatever the debate about the tax increase is, it also sets up a potential collision with the legislature, which last year passed a bill that bans Fulton County from increasing its property tax rate until January 1st of 2015. Fulton County Commission Chairman John Eaves joins us once again. Commissioner, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
We talked about this back in December, and at the time you said that you had talked to county attorneys and that they felt the county was on solid legal ground to pass a millage rate increase despite the ban by the legislature. Specifically, though, what's the legal ground here?
Well, first of all, I am relying on our internal attorney team, and they have opined that it's still within our right to increase the millage rate. I've actually also had some external counsel to review the legislation and our repealing process, and they feel that we are on solid ground. So I feel very comfortable that we are on good standing. I feel that the legislation that was passed, House Bill 604, is on shaky ground. It's unprecedented. We have a responsibility to provide services mandated as well as those that are asked by our constituents. We want to provide those services. We want to make sure that they're provided at an adequate level. We serve a million people, and so we plan to just push forward and make a decision at our next board meeting.
If I understand my state law correctly, and I'm not a lawyer, so I may be wrong here, but aren't counties and municipalities creatures of the state in legal terms? So wouldn't a bill passed by the legislature trump home rule, and couldn't that be an argument that the state would make, whatever one thinks about the tax increase, pro or con?
Well, again, I can't get into the specifics of any sort of potential litigation. First of all, we still have not made a decision about the millage rate increase, which will be considered next week. We are creatures of the state, as you described, but again, I can't comment on whether just because we're a creature of the state in terms of things that we're authorized to do, things that we do, I can't comment on whether or not it also covers the ability for us to increase our millage rates.
When we last spoke about this in December, I asked if you had had a chance to talk to Attorney General Sam Olens about the potential collision between the legislature and the county commission. Have you spoken with him about this since? Any negotiations between the Attorney General's office and yours?
No, I have not had any conversation with the Attorney General about this matter.
Why not?
I decided to, in fact, the board decided to listen to our internal staff, and we all felt comfortable with that. And then number two, as I've said, you know, a couple of times already today, I've sought advice from an external entity, and that entity has done a cross validation of what we've received internally, and I'm satisfied with that.
How big of a gamble are you taking here if you go ahead with a millage rate increase, knowing that it's possible you could, A, get sued by the state, and B, that you might lose? And so not only would you be out the money from litigation, you'd also then be out whatever revenue that the millage rate increase would have brought you. And wouldn't you be even worse off than you are now?
Well, I mean, those are some possible scenarios. I just feel that we are on moral ground to make the decisions that we've made and to do what we feel is within our right. And so we've been all elected to make tough decisions, to represent, and that's what we're doing. We're representing and we're making tough decisions.
John Eaves is the chairman of the Fulton County Commission. Mr. Chairman, thanks again for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We contacted Attorney General Sam Olens' office. A spokeswoman said they would not speculate on something that has not happened yet. State Representative Lynn Riley is one of the sponsors of the legislation that put the freeze on Fulton County property tax rates. She is also a former Fulton County commissioner. She joins us now. Representative Riley, welcome.
Thank you.
If the commission goes ahead with the tax rate increase, would you urge the attorney general to go after them legally, or would you say, let's negotiate here?
Well, I'm not an attorney, so I will defer to wise legal minds in Georgia to determine the appropriate course of action based on the outcome of the Board of Commission meeting next week. My concern is that, once again, the taxpayers of Fulton County will be subject to paying litigation costs, which are entirely unnecessary. The Fulton County Commission merely has to stay the course and follow the law that was enacted in Georgia.
If it did that, though, wouldn't, as Chairman Eaves argued, wouldn't there be real hits to essential services like Grady Hospital, which actually serve far more than Fulton County?
Well, one could argue that if they were able to provide all of these services in 2013 at $546 million, why do they need $625 million in 2014? I would argue that we were well served last year, and we could continue to be just as well served with that same level of spending in 2014.
Why single out Fulton County for the legislature here? It does seem a bit like the legislature was going after Fulton County.
Well, interestingly enough, Dennis, this all originated in 1951, where predecessors well before my time at the General Assembly felt a need to have some additional control over Fulton County government and implemented these local laws that authorized the General Assembly to intervene in circumstances where they felt it was in the best interest of the taxpayer.
But why intervene at the time that you did last year? What was so extraordinary?
Well, we've watched year after year the county adopt a deficit spending pattern, which has completely eroded any reserves that the taxpayers have provided the commissioners to deploy. And it's very frustrating, as we saw that continued erosion, that there was no reality awareness that this couldn't continue.
You were on the commission. You know that they haven't imposed a rate increase in pretty much two decades. That would be one way of closing the deficit spending. And yet they chose not to do that, apparently in response to taxpayers. So could it be argued that they're being punished here?
I don't think so. I think, again, if you look at the 2013 spending, ultimate spending was still deficit, and yet now they're looking to increase that spending by almost $80,000 from 2013 to 2014. I would argue that I haven't seen anything in 2013 that was a detriment to the taxpayer, and I have not seen a reason to spend that much more money in 2014.
Do you think that there will be a legal confrontation here?
It's all ultimately at the hands of the Fulton County Commission and how they act on July 16th. I think the taxpayers and citizens of Fulton County have been very clear in their comments to the commission in opposition to proceeding in violation of state law, and I hope that the commission will hear them and take an alternative action next week.
State Representative Lynn Riley is a Republican from North Fulton. She is also a former Fulton County Commission member. Representative Riley, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the time.